The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, what is it, the 16th day of May? 2023. Oh, that's right. Way back there in the phone booth. Right there in the phone booth. In fact, in the phone bank, we have Aaron and Eric and Randy and Frank. And in between here and there, right there in the windows, we have tonight, we have none other than, well, we have Courageous Craig and Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening. And, you know, you guys got nothing on Batman and Robin, do you? I mean, you are the dynamic duo. That's right. Give yourself a quick plug, quick.
Yeah, stylesrebelradio.com.
There you go. Listen to that, folks, and if you catch him cussing, let me know. All right. All righty. And then right here in the studio, right at the table, the studio marm, 84 pounds of... 84 pounds of...
femininity.
We have Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right, there you go. She's on the move. She's on the move. All right, and way out yonder, you heard him chuckle. That's none other than that legendary. Boy, I'm going to tell you, the legendary, well, they call the backwoods parson, the legendary Joe Larson.
Simple child of the kingdom, forever I am. Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
All righty, very good. Now, we're going to start off tonight. We have Coach Dwayne. He's got a prayer request, so let's start with Coach. Coach, you're in the air.
Good evening, Pastor Sanders. God bless all of you all-star cast tonight. God bless you all.
Thank you, Coach.
Here's a week outgoing. At work, I work at Heritage Floor Coverings, and the owner is Nick Kyriatakis. And the two secretaries, Pam Catlin and Fran Brankowski. Fran is having a special procedure done tomorrow. And she's going to end up being in the hospital for 4 days, hopefully. But the procedure is there's water around the heart. And naturally, Fran's a little scared about what's going on. And it's not a simple procedure to take place. Fran is a sweetheart, a lovely, kind, caring person. And we want to say prayers for her that everything will go well tonight and that God will intervene and we'll reduce this water out from the heart and get her back home so she can come back to work for us.
Well, go ahead and get her done.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord of lords, King of kings, you are the holy, holy God, all powerful. You spoke things into existence. You brought water from a rock. There's nothing too hard for you. Father, what we ask for, that you would have the doctors guide their hands and do the surgical procedure to help remove this water and stabilize Fran so she has no more complications and don't let nothing go wrong and ease her fear tonight and her husband and her family while she prepares for this in the morning. So, Father, again, we thank you and we ask for your blessings upon the doctor and we thank you for your love and kindness and your mercy and your forgiveness. For thou art the power, the glory, and the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Amen. Coach.
Amen. Right. I love you all. God bless you. Have a great evening.
You too, Coach. God bless. All righty, folks. Let me see. We got to get. We have a lot to do today, so we're going to get right into it. Remember the title of the message, Joe?
Sure do, but before I tell them it's first woman, wife, mother, we better give those phone numbers out.
Oh, yeah, this is Pledge White, and we really got to get going because we're already 10 minutes into the program. So, 888.
If you want to use a credit card,
right,
use this number.
Yeah, credit card, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We really got to hear from you. We got a lot to bring you tonight, folks. One thing I can tell you this, in all of these, in 50 years, we've never held back anything. We've always given it our very, very best, and we've done it without being intimidated by the deep state. They've done their best, but, you know, I tell you what, they just haven't been able to get it done because we're still here, we're still standing up, and we're still pushing back hard and giving them better than what we get. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to give them better than what we get.
One of the reasons, Pastor, is because of the listeners out there. This ministry has been listener-supported for nearly 50 years, and it's because of the God-fearing listeners out there that we're on the radio.
Absolutely, Joe. Absolutely. All right, again, folks, get the calling because the fellas are back there. They're sitting there looking. They're staring at the phones, waiting for the lights to light up. Joe, we left off. Let's pick it up where we left off at verse 11 in Genesis 3.
All right.
Let's take it verse by verse. And he said,
right.
Go ahead, read verse 11.
And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?
All right, now, here, obviously, God knew that he had done that. Now, let me ask you this. Had Adam, at that point, when Eve had taken the fruit and eaten of the fruit, had Adam reproached Eve and told her, repent of what you did right now and ask God for forgiveness of what you did right now, would this whole world been spared of death?
You know, that is a really good question.
Well, that's why I asked you, Joe.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking that there would have maybe been some changes then. because once they both sinned, then,
Well, sin entered into the world through Adam. Eve was the one that brought it to him, but it entered to him, so it had... He done that, sin would not have entered into the world.
World. Wow.
Okay.
But he was human and, yep. So he like that free will, he sided with, kind of with his wife at the time with and took a bite and was tempted.
Well, let's go here to verse 12. And the man said, the woman
whom thou
that woman whom thou gavest to be with me, well, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. Now, in other words, look, I was doing good, Lord, until you gave me that woman. You see, you gave me that woman, right? I mean, I'd been okay, right? I mean, I could have been with a hippopotamus or a grizzly bear, but no, you gave me that woman. And how far did that get with God, do you think?
Not very far.
And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Hey, let me ask you a question now. Think about this, all right? Think about this. Do you think that by this time Satan may have assumed that he had won the allegiance of Eve and all of her descendants? I mean, that was his goal. But God told him there would be enmity between him and the woman. So, didn't work, did it?
Didn't work, no. his plan was, what did they say in the military? It's a wonderful plan until the first shot is fired.
So,
and Satan threw his best shot out there, and nope, didn't work.
Yeah, he was given a great intelligence, but it was kind of fogged up with pride, wasn't it?
Lost in the fog of pride, exactly.
So Satan would have assumed, ha-ha, now I've won the woman over. There ain't no way they're going to get any Savior out of the seed of man because I've just poisoned it, right?
Mm-hmm. The pool has been ruined.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shall they eat all the days of their life. Now look, it wasn't the serpent that was the main target. It was the one that was occupying the serpent, wasn't it?
Right.
Now let me ask you this. You see all of these pictures and all of these paintings, even some in Bibles, you'll have a picture of Eve in a garden with this great big snake, maybe an anaconda or a python wrapped around a tree, and she's beguiling Eve. What's wrong with that picture?
Most women don't like snakes, and that Eve was the most beautiful thing, and the only thing that would have grabbed her attention was something equal or, you know, in a sense, beautiful, rare, and
well,
Lucifer.
What so was this? So, there's only one thing in the Bible that says, that was described as being perfect in beauty. Perfect in beauty. And who was that?
That was Lucifer.
Lucifer. Why was that? What was his vesture made of?
Diamonds and rare jewels.
Diamonds and rubies. And all of these very, you're right. Now, was he in the form of a serpent, or did he was in the shape of a man? Was he in the shape of a...
I saw him in the shape. He came as a man.
He came as a man, okay. But because of that, because he was also in a form of a serpent, even though in the shape of a man, so God cursed the serpents, but the whole point really was... And we see throughout Scripture, Satan as being described like the old red dragon, which is a serpent, huh?
Right. It is a serpent, a little more powerful one, but a serpent.
All right. Now here, the next verse, read 15.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Okay, so... has the church right now over in Nigeria, over 50,000 Christians were martyred last year. There's more persecution of the church today than there's ever been, ever. Most people don't know that. You're not going to hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS. Pardon?
It's not talked about. It
right.
Doesn't make the news headlines. We've talked about many times what Boko Haram, some of the other groups have been doing and murdering Christians and burning down their homes and churches, driving them out. But I haven't seen a thing in the news for months and months on what's going on.
So now,
the Christian persecution.
Eve was present, and she heard God talk to the serpent and put a curse on a serpent. She was standing right there. And so here in this verse, he says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise thy heel. Now, when you have a, you know, you can have a sore, a bruised heel, and still function, but without a head, it's pretty hard unless you're like part of the Democratic Party or working in the mainstream media. You know, you need your head, right?
Yeah.
So.
Occasionally we have to use it, right?
Yeah. Now, here, what we have here is something that's called a proto-evangel or evangelium, a proto-evangel.
Evangelium, the first gospel.
That's exactly what that means. So this actually, he's referring to the first gospel, and it's referring to the Jesus Now, a woman doesn't have a seed. So he's talking about a supernatural seed. The seed was of the Holy Spirit, wasn't it?
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about with Mary. And so this is a 4,000-year prophecy, 4,000 years prior to the birth of Christ, huh?
Only four? I thought it was a little older.
Well, maybe. We're just, you know, you're talking, you know, we're figuring 6,000 years. Christ came about 2,000 years ago, didn't he?
Oh, that's right, yeah. So before, yeah, I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, well, there was only one around to see all this from the beginning, and that was the Lord himself. That's why we can trust in the entire his word, because he was the only one there who was the eyewitness, huh?
Yeah, we have to take his word for when it happened.
Absolutely, no. And so here, unto the woman he said, go ahead and read, starting in verse 16.
Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Boy, that doesn't roll good with women today, does it?
It doesn't go over well, no.
Neither one of those. They don't happen to really like a lot the sorrow, the pain of conception, the pain of birth, huh?
I think they would rather be like some of the cats that seem to have kittens without a lot of pain.
And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Now, Adam had a choice. He could have hearkened unto God or to Eve. Now, as we see all through history, whenever a man refuses to listen to God and listens to his wife, what happens? We start with Adam. Boy, we see how that worked out, right? What about Abraham and Sarah?
Well. That did not work well either.
Did not God tell Abraham, look, Sarah's going to conceive? Didn't he tell Sarah? And yet,
he made it plain, yep.
Abraham let Sarah convince him to take Hagar. And that didn't work out real well, did it?
No. It brought some real enmity in the world, didn't it?
Do you think Samson would have been better off not to listen to Delilah?
He'd been better off staying completely away from Delilah.
Now, Job knew what he was doing. He told his wife to hush up and get back to the house, didn't he?
He did, and he was rewarded in the end, wasn't he?
Yep, he sure was. And so he goes on to say, thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field, and the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat, bread till thou return to the ground, for out of it was taken, for dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. And then go ahead and finish with 20 all the way through.
And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east gate of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
All righty, here, I got to give those phone numbers out very quickly before we finish here. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And Sal from Chester pledged 200. Thank you, Sal. Now, Joe, I want to go back here Here, Eve, it was through Eve's seed that sin entered into the world. But one day, well, you know, it's to her, she's a sin. But one day, she'll be vanquished, and death would be swallowed up in the victory. And she heard God say that to the serpent. So would you read Isaiah 52, verse 8?
Sure. Isaiah 52.
I read it backwards. Isaiah 25, verse 8.
Yeah, okay. I thought maybe I had it wrong. 25:8.
Mm-hmm.
He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it.
All right, so that's the result when she heard the evangelium. That's what God was promising to do. Now, Eve was unique in so many ways. She was the very first woman to live upon the earth. Now, let me ask you this. We're going to test him now, right? Now, if she lived today, you know, usually women outlive their husbands. I think it's by about 4 or 5 years on the average they outlive their husbands. And now, if she lived as long as Adam, she would be the oldest woman that ever lived. She would live 930 years. Now, her age wasn't mentioned in the Bible for a very good reason. Do you know what that reason was?
No, I don't.
Because women don't like to talk about their age. Just ask one.
And God knew that, right? Because he created her, he would know, yes.
Yeah. So, all right. I hope my wife's not listening. Anyhow, there you go.
A little bit of Bible humor there.
So she would have been the oldest woman on the earth, right?
Right. And the longest lived. And in that span, since she was not born but created as an adult, she was of childbearing age immediately, and she could have had many, many, many children.
Well, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that because she would have been of childbearing, they estimate, somewhere in the area of about 500 years. Boy, could you have a lot of... Now, remember, they were much more fertile than we are today, and but we'll talk about that for right now. We're going to go and take a look at, that senator from Missouri, the Josh Hawley.
Josh Hawley.
Right. Now, anyhow, 888, I got to get the numbers out again because, folks, you got to start calling. You got to start calling or we won't be here. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. And or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Those guys are all back in that room. If they don't have anything to do, they might get and start fighting each other. You know what happens if you're idle hands, right? Their hands got to be answering on those phone calls.
Studio and, you know, all heck could break loose.
That's right. So you got to call for their own sake. 888-677-9673. Let's hear what Josh Hawley has to say because he thinks maybe old, Hillary should actually face justice. I mean, Hillary should be actually face justice for her crimes.
Wow.
So take it away.
What a thought, huh?
Yep. Take it away style. We'll be
there
right
back. There needs to be a lot more than reports, Jesse. People need to be prosecuted for this. The Clinton campaign and Hillary Clinton herself, is it any coincidence that she is tweeting about collusion at exactly the same time her campaign operatives are feeding this BS to the FBI? I don't think so. There needs to be consequences for her and also for the FBI. FBI leadership has clearly got to be changed. And Jesse, I'm of the mind we need to end the FBI as we know it. It needs to be broken up. I mean, clearly it has become corrupt. The leadership is corrupt. You can talk to FBI agents in the field. I was just doing this just this past week. Great folks in my home state, all over the place, but they're not served by this leadership. This leadership has become totally, radically politicized, and we've got to change it.
I'll tell you what we got to do. If a Republican gets in there, they have to investigate the Clinton Foundation. They have to investigate the foreign money flowing into the Clinton campaign. They have to investigate the foreign bribes going to the Biden family. Or are we just going to say, okay, you know what? It's even. We're in the White House now. Let's play fair. Is that what Republicans are going to do?
No, we've got to get justice here, and justice needs to be served. You can't interfere in a presidential election without consequences. At least you couldn't. You used to not be able to in America. And that's what happened here. That's what this report shows, that one political party, the Democrats, tried to use the FBI to rig a presidential election and just about got away with it. They succeeded in getting the FBI to intervene. They succeeded in getting the FBI to lie to a court to get wiretaps. They succeeded in getting a presidential campaign, Donald Trump's campaign, spied on. I mean, it's amazing. If there's something like this in American history, I don't know what it is. And that's why I say there needs to be prosecutions, there needs to be accountability, and the FBI has got to be overhauled now top to bottom. It's got to be completely reformed. It cannot go on like it is.
What'd you think of when you saw Barack Obama tell Fox, "We don't do anything corrupt. I don't know about pending investigations. I don't even talk to people about pending." Meanwhile, you have Durham saying he was briefed on the whole thing while it was happening.
Yeah, it just is one more example of the Democrats and, frankly, the political class in Washington saying anything they want, telling any lie they want to try to maintain their power. He knew, Obama knew, that Hillary was trying to frame Trump, essentially. He knew that they were cooking this up and trying to weaponize the FBI, and he knew it was succeeding, and he went out and he lied about it. All these people lied about it.
Senator,
the worst part, Jesse.
He's acting like he's not a part. Obama's acting like he's not a part of the Obama administration. It was his Justice Department.
Yeah, exactly.
It was his CIA.
It was.
It was his FBI. It's like Biden all of a sudden has no connection to the Biden family. Everybody can bribe the Biden family. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden. Are we getting to the point now, Senator, where the FBI and the CIA are just more powerful than the American democracy?
Oh, I think that we're definitely in that danger zone. No, I think there's no doubt about it. And that's why we've got to change the FBI. I mean, it cannot go on like this. Yes. I mean, when you can interfere in a presidential election like this, when you can wiretap an opponent's campaign, when you can lie to a court, let's not forget that.
Yeah.
The FBI lied repeatedly to a secret court to continue to get wiretaps on Trump and his associates, their campaign. When you can do that, yes, that is a threat to American democracy. That is a threat to the will of the people. And you have to ask yourself, who's really in charge here? This is why we've got to reform the FBI, break it up. It cannot go on as it is. It is a threat to our democracy and to the will of the people. And the other point I'd make, Jesse, is some of these people who did this with Hillary Clinton are in government now, like Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor. He's in government now. He cooked this up with Clinton. There needs to be repercussions for that.
And we're going to look for John Durham to testify at some point live on Capitol Hill soon. Senator, thank you so much.
All right. We knew all along, Joe, didn't we? We knew all along what they were doing to Durham. They had Durham on a very short lease. And this whole thing was controlled. He couldn't, because Durham was appointed as a special prosecutor by Trump, he really couldn't stop him. But they really, really made it very, very difficult for what he could do. But
exactly.
Now,
well,
let's see.
He had to go to the D.C. court for a grand jury in his cases. He was only able to prosecute one of three, you know, successfully. The other two he lost because he...
They were Hillary Clinton's lawyer. One was Hillary Clinton's lawyer, and the other one was a supporter of the Clinton mob, one of the Clinton-appointed judges, who was corrupt. So...
Yeah, well, things have actually... You know, what's so funny, the FBI came out and said, well, we put in all kinds of changes and I can't remember the other words they use. They use a lot of wiggle words. We've changed everything. And if this were to happen today, that this kind of a misuse of power couldn't have happened. Actually, the opposite of what the FBI is saying in public is the truth. It's gotten more corrupt. the corruption spread deeper and farther, and they're hiding things. Remember, James Comey signed off on the FICA. FICA court?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
FICA, yeah. He signed off on that himself. He knew what was going on. This man really committed treason as the head of our FBI, and yet there aren't going to be any charges against any of these people. Nobody's going to be charged.
They lied under oath to Congress. Clapper admitted he lied.
Mm-hmm. Clapper
admitted. Comey lied.
Nobody came out and is bringing any charges, and now we see it spreading.
Because we don't have a Justice Department. All he is, Merrick Garland is a dirty cop. Folks, I'm not saying that to be mean and nasty. He's as corrupt gets. He is not in any way, there is no legitimacy. You do not have to, and by the way, it would be wrong for you to give any recognition of the Justice Department as having any legitimacy at all. They've got none. They have been turned into a whorehouse. And the same thing with the FBI.
Well, that IRS whistleblower has basically said the DOJ had proof of Biden's pay to play clear back in 2018.
Well, hang tight. We're going to get to that. Okay, we're going to get to that. We're going to bring Linda Smith up. Okay, now we have Linda Smith, and she is our New Jersey contributor here for What's Right, What's Left Ministries. But she doesn't have a Jersey accent. She's got an Ohio accent. So are you there, Linda?
Yes, I am. Hi, Pastor Ernie.
See, I told you she had an Ohio accent. She talks just like... All right,
she sounds normal.
Yeah, all right. Anyhow...
I'd like to bring to everyone's attention how the Biden administration is working to undermine America.
I'll tell you what, do this. I'm going to play a clip. You listen to this clip, and then afterwards I want you to comment on it, okay? It's about a 3-minute clip. Are you ready for this, Linda?
Okay, sure.
Go ahead and play it.
May 22nd to 28th, 2022, the 75th World Health Assembly will convene at United Nations, UN, headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland, with delegates from 194 nations, to vote on the Biden administration's amendments that will hand over national sovereignty and authority to the WHO, which during the COVID pandemic carried the water bucket for the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, regarding the Wuhan lab. On January 18, 2022, officials from the Biden administration quietly sent the WHO extensive amendments without an official statement or a single press conference. These proposed amendments are written to strengthen the organization's ability to unilaterally intervene into the affairs of nations merely suspected of having a health emergency of possible concern to other nations. If these amendments are approved, the WHO will have the power to declare an international health emergency, nullifying the powers of nation states. The U.S. amendments delete a critical existing restriction in the regulations. WHO shall consult with an attempt to obtain verification from the state party in whose territory the event is allegedly occurring. This enables the Director General to declare health emergencies at will and can be used to justify ostracism in economic or financial actions against the targeted nation by other nations aligned with WHO or who wish to harm and control the accused nation. The contents of the proposed amendments were not made public until April 12, 2022. The existing WHO regulations provide for an 18-month grace period during which a nation may withdraw its yes vote for amendments. However, the current proposed amendments would reduce that opportunity to 6 months. If the amendments are passed, a majority of the nations could change their individual votes and reverse the approval in the next months. COVID-19, make it the last pandemic, a report published by the United Nations in May 2021, claims that the pandemic would have been prevented if the WHO had been given more global authority. The report states in its current form, the WHO does not possess such powers to move on with the treaty. WHO therefore needs to be empowered financially and politically. The treaty should possess an adaptable incentive regime, including sanctions such as public reprimands, economic sanctions, or denial of benefits. On January 20, 2021, Joe Biden sent a letter to Antonio Guterres, UN Secretary General and member of the Portuguese Socialist Party, retracting President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the WHO. Biden also appointed Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, to represent the United States on the WHO's executive committee. In March 2020, the WHO pushed democratic nations to implement lockdowns, mandates, vaccine passports, digital health surveillance, etc. In fact, the WHO has developed guidance and even technical specifications for member states to adopt interoperable standards for COVID-19 vaccine passports. Labeled interim guidance, the WHO's latest release pushes new digital vaccine passports to be used on a global scale. The WHO openly states these personalized digital documents could be extended to capture vaccination status to protect against other diseases and may be used for continuity of care or as proof of vaccination for purposes other than health care, such as employment, university education, and international travel. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver stated, "The Biden administration has now set America up for cede U.S. sovereignty concerning the health of Americans to the World Health Organization. The proposed amendments would give the WHO global jurisdiction over the United States, including the authority to declare national emergencies. We have already seen the lawless abuse of power under Joe Biden by the Centers for Disease Control, which the courts have fortunately blocked. Americans would have very little recourse against the WHO. America must not give up its sovereignty to the WHO."
All righty, we're back. First, I got to get you the phone numbers out, folks. Listen, right now, we are $6,700 short of our goal for tonight, $6,700 short. The phones have got to ring. Or, you know, many of you out there, we've been telling you about how close we were to coming on back on one of the stations. But if we don't hear from you in a big way, in a large way, we will not only not be going back on the stations, we'll be getting off. We had told those other six stations, we warned them over and over and over that if we don't hear from you, and I can tell you, some of you are on stations right now that are, you know, very, very close to having to go off. We got to hear from you. We are the voice of the Christian resistance out there, but we can't do it by ourselves. We work very hard. We really work hard, and I mean really work hard here, but we can't do it by ourselves. We need your help at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, or locally, or at 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. All righty, we're going to go to Linda Smith. Linda, here, when Biden does this, because that's actually when he is making a pact. First of all, he's trying to do this in an amendment. And
right.
When you make a treaty, the president cannot lawfully, just completely on his own, by executive order, make a treaty. That's not legal. But nothing that the Biden crime family's done is legal, is it?
No.
And so what does Michelle Bachmann have to say about all that?
Well, they want to take away our freedom to national health care decisions, give all the power to the WHO and the UN, and create a global digital identity to track and trace everyone, which will, you know, it'll affect how we regulate health and medicine, like they said in the clip. And as Michelle says, it's communist China who controls and directs the WHO, which is the healthcare arm of the UN. So it will change us forever. So Representative Andy Biggs has proposed H.R. 79, which states that the U.S. is leaving the WHO. So we need to call both our congressmen and senators, to support H.R. 79. She says it's the only way to stop this, and it's urgent since it's happening next week.
That's House Resolution 79. Okay.
Correct.
So, and we have to have Congress. It's going to happen next week, so they have to pass it very, very quickly, huh?
Well, that's the meeting is next week, so they're looking to do this as quickly as possible.
Folks out there listening, here's what you have to do. You got to call your congressman, and I'll tell you where you can start. I'll give you
senators.
Pardon?
And congressmen
and your senators. Well, it'll start in Congress, okay?
Right.
And start with Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy at 202-225-2915. Kevin McCarthy at 202-225-2915. Jim Jordan, 202-225-2637. Or 2676, I'm sorry. Again, Jim Jordan, 202-225-2676. And then call your own congressman also and tell him, look, folks out there, listen to me. You have to do it this time. You got to do it this time. Remember, what she said, what Linda told you. Do you want to turn your health care over? And if you do that, guess what? Remember what Ezekiel Emanuel said? By 74, you're no more. This is the depopulation group. You have got to do this, or they're going to decide who should live and die. That's what they want to do anyhow. So,
and here's the number. You can get a hold of your congressman or senator by calling the congressional switchboard. That's 202-224. Notice 224-3121. I'll repeat that. 202-224-3121. They will help connect you to your congress critter or senator.
All right, Linda, you are from now on our official New Jersey contributor for What's Right, What's Left.
Okay. So, thank you very much, Pastor Herman.
Well, thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for being a doer of the word, not just a hearer.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, let's go to, what do we have after? Oh, we got to get into the articles. So, guess what, Joe? I couldn't hear that. Okay. This is pledge. We got to get some pledge. We got Harris. Bill from Boston pledged 100. Thank you, Bill. And Betty in Michigan pledged 100. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Bill. Folks, we got to get some more. We got to get a lot more pledges. We really have to get a lot more pledges. Between now and then, Joe, top German newspaper killed a major corruption story to please Joe Biden, you know? I wonder what he promised him. I wonder what he promised that German newspaper, or what he paid him to kill the story. The most circulated newspaper in Europe killed a major corruption story to please Joe Biden. A new report details how editor at Bild, the outlet in question, canned an extensive investigation piece on Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama because he and the U.S. president are friends and political allies. The Washington Examiner, Albania has become a narco state over the last decade under Rama, and the Bild was getting ready to expose him further. So who is Rama? He is the far left leader of Albania's Socialist Party. Accusations against him range from drug trafficking to money laundering and extortion and vote buying. Boy, they know a lot about that, don't the Bidens? I was happy to answer Bill's questions about Albania based on Washington Examiner's articles and the fact that I was a top Balkan expert for the National Security Agency. I confirmed that Albania under Rama had become Europe's leading narco state with connections to narco trafficking interests across the planet. Albania is Europe's only declared narco state because of the extent of which its economy relies on the drug trade. The mafia and the country are so very powerful, the allegations of Rama being in cahoots with them subsist. Now, the narco ties go all the way to Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, but while the Biden regime was quick to designate Albania's former conservative prime minister for corruption, despite him being out of office for 8 years, the White House has nothing to say about Rama and the exact accusations and the evidence against him. Why the double standard? Well, we know why the double standard, don't we? We don't even have to go into all that. All right. What do you have, Joe?
Well, two things, just kind of to go along with that. Biden vetoed a very important bipartisan bill that was designed to protect U.S. solar panel makers from Chinese competition. I think you and I know that China controls about, 80%+ of the solar panel market and most of the material that go into it. And there had been a bipartisan resolution to put tariffs on, protect the fledgling America solar panel industry. And he came out and, even though it was bipartisan, vetoed it, which puts China back in the driver's seat. So, again, it's why do we call him China Joe? Because he just did this, vetoed this act. And it helps, it hurts American business and helps the Chinese. So today's veto fails to hold China Bull accountable. It hurts American workers. And even many of the Democrats are speaking up and saying these same things, that it's hurting America, our unions, our workers, and Congress should vote. In fact, who was it? A Democrat congressman, or was it Senator? I'm trying to think. Yeah, Congressman Kildee from Michigan is saying Congress has to get together to override Biden's veto without delay. So here you have Democrats calling to have a veto overridden because it's hurting American industry, American labor. And Biden is supposed to be this big labor man, but he doesn't care because who comes first? China. China Joe.
What China says,
along with Albania, doesn't it?
That's right. It's the all of this stuff now. All of a sudden, here they're talking about the Biden crime cartel, all of the crime. All of a sudden, Joe, 2.5 years ago, guess what we were talking about? We were telling people 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
We told you folks. And
guys, a criminal. It's a crime family. You know, told them step by step what they were doing. And now we've got, remember, we've been talking about the whistleblower who said, I've got proof that Biden was, you know, pay to play going back to 2018. And it's a former federal prosecutor, Bud Cummings, has alleged evidence that says, you know, President Joe Biden implicates him in bribery and treason. Now, attorneys for the whistleblower say that the whistleblower's entire IRS team has been removed from the Hunter Biden probe and have accused the government of illegal retaliation, according to a letter that was sent from the attorneys sent to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. But the key is the removal was on order of the Department of Injustice. Again, that corrupt department is covering. Now, isn't it funny that this happened the same day that John Durham came out and with his report? It was the same day the IRS stopped the Hunter Biden investigation. I don't believe in coincidences. Do you, Pastor Ernie?
No. And of course, again, you know, you see one thing about Biden, he's right out there in your face. In other words, he's corrupt as corrupt gets. And here, of course, Merrick Garland, we've told you time and time again. Now, look, Merrick Garland, he knows one thing. If Trump gets back in office, Trump has said if he gets back in office, first thing he's going to do is pardon all the January 6th patriots. And guess who he's going to fill those jails with? People like Merrick Garland and Chris Wray and the others. These people have committed high treason.
James Comey.
Comey. That act, what he did by Garland, by doing that with the IRS, that's treason, Joe. That's high treason against the American people.
Yeah, it is. Well, think about it. We've been talking about how the Bidens used all these different phony, you know, corporations, over 20 phony corporations, and channel money back and forth between these different corporations and bank accounts and eventually to Biden family members who, including grandchildren. And we know that they certainly didn't do anything for the Chinese to earn any of the $10 million. So here, basically, this shutting down the IRS investigation with the unveiling of the Durham report really shows it mutes the press coverage about what was going on in the investigation. And if you listen to looked at the liberal news, they're poo-pooing the Durham investigation and results. In a way, there was a lot there, even though Durham didn't use it to go after convictions. There was still a lot of truth there, and the media is still protecting the Democrats. They're still protecting Biden and Obama and all of the deep staters. And basically, it just looks like they're pulling in, strengthening, tightening up their defenses, and I have a feeling that we're going to have quite a battle coming here pretty soon.
Yeah, we are. We are. Okay. And General Michael Flynn, he has released a statement, and he says on the Durham report, this must be a rally cry. It's a rally cry, folks. Listen, he understands something. If we do not fight back with everything we have now, the America we know may be lost forever, and he's absolutely right. And so, again, Special Counsel John Durham released a final report on Monday concluding the FBI had not verified intel when it opened the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. In other words, the FBI was a big part of the votes stealing, the, again, election fraud. They committed crimes. The head, you know, in the Justice Department and the FBI committed high crimes and treason against the American people. They interfered with an election, and that is treason. That's absolute treason. Now, when we come back from the break here, we're going to be, I'm going to be playing a little clip, and he's going to be talking a little bit more about that. And there's some other things happening right now, too, Joe. One of them, well, we're going to be talking about, we heard about the about Hillary Clinton to link Trump to Russia was briefed by John Brennan. Let me ask you this very quickly, and think on this as we go to the break. Who was it that sold 25% of America's uranium to Russia? Okay.
Dear Hillary.
Okay. Now, do you think uranium is something that's really necessary, and not only in nuclear fusion for nuclear power plants, but for nuclear weapons? Is that not
exactly
something that's
the Russians needed it, and they needed it why? Because they're rebuilding, modernizing their entire missile fleet of ICBMs and nuclear bombs. Well, ours are old, and we haven't even kept up the maintenance on our ICBMs and missiles.
Biden is doing all he can to completely destroy our military, too. He's
exactly
using it. Again, folks, he is working for China. Biden is not an American. He's working for the enemy. He is the enemy. Joe Biden in that White House. We've been trying to tell you this. And you folks that voted for Biden, listen, you've got no right to complain when your freedom is gone. If the WHO gets in and takes away your medical care, if you voted for Biden, you've got no right to complain. You did it. It's your fault. So we're coming up to a break, and when we come back from the break, we got a lot more to talk about. So we'll be back about the number, 888-281-1110. We got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this, I think. Okay. 888-677-9673. I got time to get it in one more time. Now we're out of time.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.